welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. So this question comes from Kate, and she asked this in the Empowered Empath group, and she asked how to tap into your intuition about healing yourself. I have a series of new physical symptoms, and I'm having trouble identifying the underlying emotions that are creating them. So I love this, and first of all, I just want to completely see, witness, celebrate, and acknowledge Kate for realizing that there are emotions underneath our physical symptoms, because not everyone understands that. So I believe that we are all self-healers, and in fact, we are naturally self-healing organisms. So when we get a cut, actually I got a cut at the yoga studio today. Well, when we get a cut, it scabs and it heals, right, over time. And when you get a fever, that's your body's way of creating an unlivable, undesirable environment for the either virus or bacteria that may be inside your body. Our bodies are freaking amazing. But we've strayed away from this, and now oftentimes people search for the pill for every ill. Have you ever heard of that? The pill for every ill. And we pop NSAIDs, which are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, at the first sign of a headache. And we think it's annoying to be sick. And we think that we're cursed with acne, or that these stomach aches are just pure torture. Why me? This disempowering question of why me? But all of this is actually the body responding perfectly and trying to communicate with you. It is always, the body is always giving us signals. And that's why I love Kate's question so much. When a physical symptom pops up, say anxiety, which for me manifests oftentimes as like a numbness or a tingling in my limbs, especially my hands kind of start to like cramp, like they've lost blood flow. And I'll often feel like I'm gonna like black out or pass out. I feel very unsafe in my body. So when I get these physical symptoms that come along with anxiety, I ask myself, not what did I eat that caused this, or what did I do wrong to cause this, or why is this here? But instead, what am I actually feeling right now? What am I actually feeling right now? And oftentimes I realize that the whole entire day I've been holding my breath in overwhelm, or that there's something that I need to do that maybe seems not so fun or slightly daunting. So let's take another example, and explore it a little deeper. This is a process I will often use with one-on-one clients, and we'll close our eyes and we'll really feel into any physical symptom that may be surfacing. So let's use the example of a sore throat and ask yourself. So first we define and decide what is the physical symptom that we want to work on. Okay, I have this sore throat. Okay, what is the sensation of that sore throat? What is the sensation you're experiencing in your throat? And it might be, okay, it's kind of itchy, and it is distracting, and it just feels like something's like clawing at my throat right now. Okay, so that's what the sensation feels like. What is the sensation if you close your eyes? What would it look like? And sometimes, especially those of us who are less visual, have a little bit of a stumbling block here and figuring out a visual behind it, but there's not a right or wrong. Like, weird stuff can come up, and that's perfect. It's perfect. Whatever needs to come up is exactly what will come up, and what you'll think of or what you'll see in your mind. So what does this look like? So I have a sore throat and it's scratchy and it's maybe even feeling a little suffocating for me. So what would that look like? I am seeing, first thing I see is a prison cell. So that's what I visually see. You might say, oh, that just feels, it feels warm and it feels hot and red, or it looks like blank. Whatever comes up, but like what comes up? What does this sensation look like for you when you close your eyes? So I'm seeing this prison cell, this prison door with the bars. That's, I think that's the word I was looking for. Bars, like that are very constricting. Now, if this sensation or the visual that came out for you had eyes, what would the world look like from its perspective? What would the world look like? So I have this sore throat and it reminds me of a prison cell, and from the prison cell's perspective of the world, it feels really constricted. It feels very like shunned or not allowed to express itself because, well, it's a prison cell, right? Like it feels very isolating. So what would the world look like from its perspective? And the next question I ask myself and my clients is, what would that sensation want to say? So if this prison cell could talk, what would it say? Or if that warm, red, hot, fiery feeling sensation could talk, what would it say? So if I were the prison cell and I asked it, you know, what would you want to say? What would you want to express right now? I think that it might say something like, set me free. I just want to be free. And let it talk. Let it say whatever it wants to say. It can be challenging to guide yourself through this process, but it doesn't have to be. And that's when certainly working with somebody else and with a coach to help guide you through it can be really beneficial, and sometimes the answers come out faster. But just see what intuitively surfaces for you in this conversation, in the visualization of the physical symptom that you were originally asking about. And what we just did was ask empowering questions. And with what just surfaced there, I would be able to draw then the connection between what did the prison cell said? It said, set me free. Like, I want to escape. I want to be able to express myself. It feels so isolating and constricting in here. So that would help me understand that my sore throat might be a symptom on a rooted in the emotion of constricting myself or maybe my voice in some way. I feel very isolated. I feel very locked up and I want to be seen. I want to express myself. And so, bam, there we have it. In four simple questions, the emotional root behind the physical symptom. Make sense so far? So these are empowering questions versus, oh my God, this sore throat is so annoying. Why did this have to happen on the day I'm giving a presentation? Instead, that's disempowering. Instead, we ask these empowering questions that then allow us to see an empowering answer, which is you want to be able to express yourself. And of course this happens on a day you have to give a presentation, right? So switching out of the mindset of, say, like, this acne is a curse or this digestive pain sucks, to what message is this here to give to me, to send me, or what is my body trying to tell me? That is an empowering and transformational shift of your inner talk and inner dialogue. And when I'm in doubt, or maybe some of those do not provide crystal clear answers, or I don't have a call with my coach, then I use muscle testing. And I teach muscle testing in many of my online courses, most of them actually. And you could use a setup statement like, is the emotional root of, insert your physical symptom that you're trying to figure out. So is the emotional root of my sore throat, is the emotional root of this digestive pain, is the emotional root of this headache, okay, so inserting a physical symptom, And then the next blank would be filled in by the emotion you are maybe hypothesize or might think might be the root. So we could also double check, and we could see on the example of the sore throat and the emotional root that we've broke it down to is it feels constricted, all right? So in the setup statement, we would say, is the emotional root of this sore throat a feeling of constriction of my voice? A feeling of isolation, a frustration around this presentation I have to give. Okay? So again, just to recap that structure, is the emotional root of physical symptom, next blank, insert emotion. And then you would muscle test and ask your, and you would get either a yes or a no, or a true or a false. And that would be a really good way to not only double check the work that you just did, but if you're not getting clear answers in that first part, you could also start here or come to here as another way. So keep trying it with different emotions. That you could start with emotions you think it might be, like, oh man, I've just been really feeling like there's so much I want to say, I don't know how to say it lately. So you might start with that feeling of constriction or not being understood or not being heard, but then don't be afraid to also insert into that blank things that you don't really think it is, but it still could be. So I don't know, maybe I thought it was the things we just discussed, and I really don't think it is something around like my heart feeling broken, but whatever, I'm just gonna try it anyways. And then you say it, is the emotional root of this sore throat heartbreak? And you might get a yes. So even though it's not obvious to your conscious human brain, does not mean that it can't be that thing. So sometimes you will absolutely surprise yourself. And this in particular, finding the emotional roots and discovering the emotional roots behind our physical symptoms has been one of my favorite things to help people with and to teach people. And after working with hundreds of women, I've been able to narrow this down pretty freaking quickly within their bodies. So everyone who joins me for my new program, Rise, which is 6 weeks long, will have the opportunity to ask about all the emotional roots of all of your physical symptoms, if that's something that you're craving information, answers, clarity on, and if this process doesn't give you a specific answer, it's something we can break down together. So I invite you to join me for 6 weeks in my program, Rise. I cannot wait to get started. It's a group coaching program, meaning you're going to have hot seats and access to me one-on-one within a group setting. And all the details are on the sales page. I'll drop the link below for you to check it out and just feel into it. Is this something that you need? Or are you craving support, a support team, a support system, of a sisterhood to be able to lift you up when you're feeling stuck or like you're at a healing plateau or you're just not really sure what step to take next? This program is for all of you feeling any of those things. Hey, Healing Uncensored listeners. I am just so glad that you are here. And I hope you've been enjoying the little switch up in the content the last couple episodes, where it's just been really organic and me just hopping on and speaking and coaching from the soul. But it's a completely different experience when you're actually on the other side. And that's what Rise is all about. We can actually see each other on video and have real, raw, authentic conversations, just like on this podcast, but face to face. I cannot wait to hold the space for all the women that are already enrolled, and I hope that you'll consider joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you gained something. And if you had any aha moments around what some of the emotional roots are behind your physical symptoms, then I'd love to hear them. Tag me on Instagram at @the_empowered_empath. I love you all, and I'll see you soon.